Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company here on this Monday Easter holiday. Mark Readings and Carl Langdon with you tonight. And sadly, it is the end of the AFLW season for our Fremantle Football Club. We were hoping they'd progress a little bit further, but it wasn't to be. And their coach, Trent Cooper, who's joined us week in, week out to really keep us up to date with the fortunes of the Freo Footy Club. It's been a pleasure, Trent, having you on our program each and every week, mate. And sadly, this will be the last time. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, would have liked to have been on for two more weeks, but it wasn't to be on Saturday. Melbourne were too good for us, and our slow starts, which have been talked about. We had our worst start to the year on the weekend, so that definitely wasn't ideal.
Absolutely, Trent. Now, can you, in hindsight, put a finger on why the team, just didn't get away to the type of starts that you would have liked to? Because playing catch-up footy is hard at the best of times, and obviously that proves the case as well in AFLW.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lead in AFLW is a lot easier to defend, but we actually went against the breeze in every game this year, so they weren't as bad as what we thought, as what it may have seemed on the scoreboard. But on the weekend, we were kicking with what was a three-goal AFLW breeze, probably a five or six-goal breeze in the men's game, and to be down at quarter time, that was where the game was won and lost. And really, it was a case of them getting their hands on the ball and us not. It was 12 inside 50s into four, with a strong breeze at our back. So that was disappointing. To the girls' credit, as always, they fought really hard and came back. And our supporters will be very proud of every time they go out there that they know the girls are going to give their all. But in the end, that first quarter was just too hard to overcome.
I picked up my newspaper off the lawn this morning and I had a look at the numbers, of course, and, Kiara Bowers was sung her praises, another 20 touches, but 17 tackles, and she has really led the league in that area of the game, the one percenters, which you admire so much from her. But the point that you've made is that you need to get more mids. Is that where you think the improvement needs to come from?
Yeah, I think so, and particularly with our size through our midfield. Really, Hayley Miller's our only midfielder with any real size about her. Hayley's had a pretty solid year. You know, Kiara, obviously, an outstanding year. And then on the weekend, it was Bianca Webb and Tia Haynes, who are solid players, but probably they're just not going to match it against those bigger body midfielders. Bianca might do in the future. Tia is probably better suited playing a more minor role for us. But, they've had to do a lot of work. And so a lot of the time that was enough, but on the weekend when you come up against those real quality midfields like Melbourne have, like Adelaide have, like Collingwood have, then it's just a bit too far for us to overcome.
Talk us through the process, Trent, with regards to postseason player exit interviews. I assume much the same as AFL for the men?
Yeah, it's very, very quick. We have to be all done by Saturday, so we'll get them in. They'll all do their medicals and their exit interviews with the 30 players or 31 players. Sign and trade period comes up not long after that. Then there's a fair gap to the draft. But also we've got the State 18s playing in Melbourne in the week after next as well. So still very busy at this time of the year with the night to the future to see what sort of list we can put together to be back and challenging the other top six or seven clubs.
The AFL selectors chose three of your girls for the All-Australian squad, Kiara Bowers, Gemma Houghton and Janelle Cuthbertson. Were they the three deserved winners of the accolade, I suppose?
Yeah, it's Steph Kame is the other one who they don't tend to pick the wings. Similar to the men's game, they just put another midfielder out there normally, but Steph Kame's had an outstanding year for us. On the wing, Gemma will definitely be a chance in the forward line. Kiara, I think, is a lock. And Janelle Cuthbertson, she's had a phenomenal year. What people don't know is that she broke a rib in against Gold Coast earlier on in the year and played on through that. And we're pretty sure she re-broke it again a few weeks ago, but we didn't bother getting it scanned because it wasn't going to change anything. There was no way we could drag her off the ground and we couldn't treat it. So for her year was absolutely phenomenal for what she gave us, particularly carrying that injury for more than half of it.
And we talked about what's ahead for the club and how quick it all happens, player exit interviews and trying to work out how the squad is assembled. You talked about a lack of maybe midfield depth. Are you able to go out aggressively and try to harness one or two extra players? Because effectively you look pretty sound down back, forward. You've got the excitement machines, Duffy and and Houghton, etc. But is that what you need to do over the off season?
Yeah, and it's a difficult in the AFLW market because now we're in WA, so all of our players are WA girls at the moment. So it'll be a change if we do get someone from the eastern states. But we'll look at all possibilities as well as the draft coming through. There is a bit of talent coming through this year's draft. So we'll try to position ourselves as best we can to be able to challenge next year. And the inside mid is the obvious area that we'd like to go after.
How many of your girls go straight back into the West Australian Football League competition, mate? Because obviously that, I'm assuming, would be the next little bit of competition for them.
Yeah, it's a good question because we'll have a discussion with all of them. They all, I think, by the CBA, have to have 2 weeks off and then they're able to go back. So some of our top-end players won't go back and then there'll be a few with injury nickels who may not, but a lot of them we would encourage to go back and play and just get better. 9 games of footy isn't enough to really improve. So we want some of our girls to go back and have a kick, and it's great for local competition. I've been down and watched 5 games already this year, and I think our girls going back, I know hopefully some of the West Coast girls go back as well, and they'll make that competition stronger, which will in turn benefit us in the long term, giving some serious competition to the younger girls who want to get drafted at the end of the year.
Yeah, we spoke to Pratty last week. He was certainly encouraging most of his girls to go back and play in the WAFL. Why would your top-end players not play? Is that just because you want to give them a rest because you know where they're at?
Yeah, and when I say the top-end, I mean the older ones. So Kiara Bowers and the Antonios, those types won't go back. And you know, they played the game long enough. They know what to do. Hayley Miller will be an interesting one. She's always loved going back to Subiaco. And we haven't had those discussions yet. She may want to go back, and we'll support that if that's the case as well. So it'll be case by case, but a lot of the really experienced ones will probably need to put their feet up after a fairly arduous year for them.
We're speaking to Trent Cooper, AFLW coach at the Fremantle Dockers on Sports Day. One topic of discussion in more recent times, Hayes and Carl have discussed the timing of the season for the AFLW, getting a little bit lost once the AFL starts. Are you comfortable with where it sits now, Trent, or would you perhaps like it to be shifted somewhat so that you get some clean air, particularly around finals time?
Yeah, this is definitely just personal opinion, but I definitely would prefer it there. And even if we were starting pre-Christmas and then, start wrapping up in February or March before the boys start, that would be my preference. I think the girls are comfortable playing through those summer months. And it'd be good, like you said, to keep some clean air. There are other issues, though. It then makes the club 12 months a year and different staff work across different programs and how they get a break and different things like that. So from my personal preference, I wouldn't mind seeing it go that way, but there are other issues to think about as well as broadcast. So if we're coming up against cricket, if Channel 7 have got that, there could be issues there as well with a Big Bash. So, there's a lot to consider, but I wouldn't mind it if we could get some standalone time, particularly for that finals period.
Now, Coops, you're on the sidelines, you're looking on. Who's winning it this season?
It's going to be a cracking final series. I'll put my neck out, I'll say Adelaide. I thought that they've got the box seat now. If they win this weekend, they get another final, the grand final at home. Their experience finals won't worry them, and I think they've got the all-round team to do it. So it'll hurt us a bit because we touched them up over there a few weeks ago. Mm. But I think they've really gone forward from that point on, and we just plateaued. So I think they're the team to beat now.
Brilliant, mate. Thank you very much. As I said off the top, mate, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, and we're going to miss you, to be perfectly honest. But good luck with the exit interviews that you're going to have with the girls. I'm sure that that's probably one of the toughest jobs that you're going to have to do at the end of any season, particularly when you might have to farewell a couple. And we really appreciate your time, Trent.
No worries, boys. Thanks a lot for your support for Freo and for the AFLW through the season.